I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Warning, this podcast contains strong opinions, rants, words, and complete and utter honesty. But that's not going to stop you, is it?
Hello everyone, the reason I'm laughing is Lou is googling blue waffle on her phone.
Because I said to Anna, we're pre-wrecking because the baby's coming soon.
Baby's coming!
So you might have Mama Hilda.
Might do. She might have to step in for a week.
Yeah. So anyway, and I said to Anna, we're on a time schedule this week. So if I do this sort of signal with my hand,
wrapping up signal,
it means stop waffling, Anna. And I was like, waffle, Anna's waffle. And at the same time, Imo and Anna went blue waffle
and sniggered.
Don't Google it. So what was the first thing I did? Oh, I went to Google.
All I'm going
to
say is, if you're
it's
eating your lunch
true.
Now, peeps, and I know a lot of people listen to the pod,
it's a fictional disease.
Well, I remember Googling it once and wanting to vom.
Blue waffle disease is a fictional sexually transmitted disease that is said to affect only females. Waffle is a slang term for vagina. It's not true.
Has anyone had blue waffle? Let us know.
I don't think you'd admit to it.
Just a good point. Anyway, hi guys. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello. She's off. I'm Anna Williamson.
I'm Louisa Zisman.
Oh, no, we've switched around. Oh, that's weird. Oh, we never
I'm
do that.
Always first.
Start again. Go, Lou.
I'm Louisa Zisman.
I'm Anna Williamson.
And each and every week we're bringing you our views on the big stories of the week.
Phew, that felt weird. That felt weird.
Get that off our chest. Oh. Get that off your bump. Oh. Your burgeoning bump. I mean, it's
just I'm just done right now.
God.
Anyway, there's a lot of pregnant people that listen to this, I know.
Really big.
It's big. She's moved. There's a head in my
You're nun. Low as well.
I know, she's engaged.
You've got no bump under your bust.
Well, she moved down last week and I'm like, shit, move back up. I can't have you out. I don't want to go into natural labour. I do not want to go into natural labour.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Oh, no way. But it'll be, but other than that, feel good.
I can't stop staring at pregnant people. Fascinate me. Does it fascinate you, Imo? Yeah.
Actually.
It's just like your hand though. You've got a whole hand on the top and there's no baby there.
No.
She's really low.
She's really low. I can feel it. I can't.
And you're so
legs.
Petite.
Thank you, doll.
I think it's
I'm wearing
come.
A I've got a touch I of think, SPD. I'm wearing a pregnancy
so
band.
So painful.
Oh, literally.
I don't envy you.
Couple of weeks to go, guys. Couple of weeks to go.
And your boobs
then
don't
she's
look
out.
As big because your bump's so big. Thanks, but they man. Are actually massive.
They are massive and veiny
your
and
legs are all
leaking.
Little.
Thanks for saying that. They're really not. They're actually really like puffy.
You've got leaky boobs and you shouldn't stimulate them.
I know. I was just telling Lou that this is a bit disgusting, but anyone that, you know, we're all, a lot of us are mummers, I know that, on the pod. And if you're not,
if
it's
you're
an education.
Not going to want to be.
Yeah. But because a little bit starts to leak now on the old boobies, you can get a little bit crusty. So last night I was just where it dries.
I
yeah.
just dribbled. Just, I
nice.
So
but I got, some, you know, some warm cotton wool buds last night and just thought, oh, I'll just sort of dab it off.
Warmed? Bad.
What a wally, right?
All came flooding
yeah.
out.
Yeah, then I got all this, like, all this colostrum started coming out of my nipples. Then I showed Alex, who then promptly wanted to vom.
Did he want to try it?
No, he really doesn't. No, he's a bit off pregnancy, actually.
Yeah.
He's like, I even said to him last night, I was like, oh, she's moving, feel it. And he was like, like, what is your issue? And he was like, I'm going to be honest, babe. So you're 36 weeks. I just find it weird now.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, fair enough.
It's really big.
Couple of weeks. Not the show long, must go babe. On. Not long. And obviously, don't worry, guys. I'm still here. I'm going to still be here. We might have Mama Hilda zipping in. Which maybe a bit of IMO, but I will be around. Don't you worry.
You will get your update.
You will.
Right. Let's kick off with a Monday morning Christmas song.
Can I just say, I'm so into Christmas.
Oh my God.
I'm listening to Magic only now on the
radio.
You
know, Heart have a whole Heart Christmas.
Well, do they? Yeah. But, well, Magic is, I think they're even their slogan is 100% Christmas.
Yeah, 100% Christmas.
I've just been driving over here.
Yeah, but Heart they've launched Heart Christmas. All it is Christmas.
Just back to
That's
back.
What we each have on in the car.
Snow is falling. I've just been listening to that one. I'm so in the Christmas spirit, guys. It's
I
so
just
good.
Love it.
I'm having a baby Jesus, aren't I?
Baby Jesusa.
Jesusa. Jesus.
Right. Anyway. This is from Laura. She says, hi, girls. Just want to say I absolutely love, love, love the pod.
Thank you, darling.
I listen mostly at work and in the car and you two crack me up.
Thank you.
Evidently, we crack ourselves up too.
Yeah.
I was sat at my desk this morning and had driving home for Christmas in my head, but was also thinking about Loose Lips. Mm. I thought, why not put the two of them together and create a Loose Lips Christmas song? Woo!
And why not?
She says, here
so
goes.
Do we have music hymns? Amazing. Oh, here we go.
Oh, car effects and everything.
Oh, it's brilliant. I can't remember it. I'm not that great at driving home for Christmas.
Tuning in.
Oh, who am I kidding? Of course I bloody am. Everyone knows this one. Oh, get Christmassy, gang.
I might not know this that much.
Emma, you have to help us with this one. Okay, it's a big intro. Get ready to sing, everybody.
Sing along with us.
Okay, eventually.
Luana, here for you.
Yeah.
Tuning in to Loose Lips. I can't wait to hear Luana. Tuning in to Loose Lips.
Yeah. It's a bit low, isn't it?
You might lose all of your manners.
Imo's like lip reading this for us.
With a bit of bans and rants. Some poo stories, some is it weird,
but never
boring.
Shit.
I'm entering in my car. I'm tuning in to Loose Lips.
Oh, well, it was a bit low. Sorry, I was well shit. Sorry. You were good there. Oh, well, I liked
thanks,
that.
Thanks, Laura. No. We're not sure we did that justice, but we tried our best.
I mean, I'm safe to say I didn't really try my best there. I don't know the song. I should have practiced. That was nice.
That was like a relaxing one.
That's a nice
wasn't
one.
Wasn't too manic, was it?
No, that was a nice mellow.
Tuning in to Loose Lips.
I don't think we've ever sung that quietly and low either.
Yeah, it was nice. I'm quite relaxed.
Did you this morning?
Yeah, that's why it's wet. So. Did you think it was greasy?
Well, I was just checking.
I mean, it's sopping wet. How could you think?
Well, it was just the roots looked a bit damp. So I was just checking that. And I've never seen you with greasy hair, but I just wanted to check.
Yeah, no, I've washed it. It's still
wet. It looks very nice. It's getting very long, actually.
I know. I need to have it cut, I think.
Oh, I
don't like this length.
No, not kidding.
Because it's not long and it's not short.
It's a bit in between.
It's a mumsy length. And my ends are very dry. I've got dry ends. Oh, anyway, what have you been up to in the last week?
Well,
Fuck all, because you're miserable and pregnant.
Miserable. No, well, sadly, I have been doing... I have been trying to rest.
Celebs.
Yep, so back at Celebs Go Dating.
Any goss?
Genuinely, the only goss is this... I'm not saying other classes of Celebs Go Dating
anyway.
aren't great, but this one is a great bunch of peeps, yeah. Really
And
great.
Has everyone been announced yet?
I think we've got a couple more coming. Of which I genuinely don't know. I don't get told because they know what I'm like. Honestly, the producers don't tell me. They really don't tell me. Promise they don't. But they're really nice. And Dean Gaffney.
And Dean Gaffney. Well, I would just want to shout that at him.
Did you know Gaffers lives near us?
Where?
Well, I can't say, but like lives really near us.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he our new friend neighbour?
He could be our new friend. I'm thinking if we
Hasn't
need
Hasn't he got
him,
a really hot young wife? Oh, no. He's on Celebs Go Dating. That was really stupid.
He did have a really hot wife.
What happened? She left him.
I don't know, to be honest.
You need to get the gossip.
I know, we haven't got that far yet. We've
God.
I can't, let's just say we've gone straight in. With Celebs Go Dating.
Right in at the deep end.
That's it. But then they're all lovely. Yeah, we got Amy from Love Island, Amy Childs.
Really, oh, Amy, you've got two Amys.
Two Amys.
What's the deal with Amy Childs then? She's got two kids now.
Yeah, she's great, you know. She's
nice
really
girl.
Going for it. Yeah. Do you know, everyone that's come in, it's just been... You know when you get like a bunch of peeps and you just know from the start if there's going to be a good vibe.
Yeah.
Got a good vibe. So it's good. So we're doing a bit of filming. Then obviously
you
I'm
thought you were
going
in labour.
Thought I was in labour.
She wasn't. You are quite a dramatic pregnant person.
Oh, completely.
You do like...
Yeah.
Moaning.
Yeah, I am moaning.
To be fair though, I have to say with Clemmy, I was similar.
Oh.
Moaning, but not as dramatic as you.
No, I mean, I am dramatic. I'll own that. I'll totally own it.
To be fair, it is really the only one time you can be.
Oh, yeah.
So just rinse it.
Yeah, and just
while
get
you
irritable.
Can't, you've only got a couple of weeks left.
Yeah.
Just milk it, babes.
Thanks, babes.
You go for it with your pregnant moaning.
Thanks, darling. Do you know what I did actually on camera yesterday? And I don't know if they'll make up. I hope the producers won't mind me saying this. And I hope they don't keep it in. But I did get the giggles massively. So I was with Paul and we were just, having a little chat to one of our celebos. In fact, it was Liv from Made in Chelsea, who's lovely. And
I don't know any of these people.
There's a lot of them we don't know, actually. But it's great. They're fascinating. And it was kind of towards the end of the day for me. And, I think I, you know, pregnancy constipation is real, right?
Oh.
And I was sitting there and the baby moved. And Paul and I were just having this chat. And I couldn't help it. This involuntary fart came out.
Was it really loud?
No, it squeaked, right? And I just started laughing. And Paul, who is a complete gentleman, just completely, you know, didn't even acknowledge it. And I just started laughing and I just fessed up and went, I'm so sorry, I've just farted. And he was like, I have to say, I thought that was a balloon going off. And it just, it just got me, honestly. It
did
got
it
me.
Did it stink?
No, it didn't,
that's
fortunately.
Good. The loud ones are never the smelly ones.
No, it's the silent but deadlies.
Anyway.
So yeah, busy in celebs land. How about you?
What have I been doing?
Have you been doing it, been anywhere?
I went to Moldova.
Oh my God, we haven't even talked about Moldova. Lou, right, this is so exciting.
I went to Moldova.
Can I say as well, well done for actually like talking about that publicly because obviously, what have you done? Wet yourself.
No, I've been exercising too much.
What, your old nuns?
I've got SPD.
Fucking hell. She says I'm dramatic. This is, how's your cancer? Your thyroid cancer. She says I'm dramatic. Flipping heck.
Can I just let you know, I haven't had my thyroid cancer checked yet. But however, I have booked in with Professor Pissy Pants.
Oh, about time.
Yeah, so next week I go for something called Eurodynamic Studies. I don't know what it entails. I've got a leaflet to read.
It sounds like a degree. Are you sure this is something medical?
Eurodynamic. I think it's like I have to wee or something. I don't know what it is. Anyway, I've got to do that. And then the week after that, I go under general for my bladder biopsy.
Do you go under general?
Yeah. It's bad, you know. It's very invasive. And then I've got to have something else. Oh, next week as well, I've got my pelvic scan, internal and external.
Babes, you're falling apart.
I know. I'm having a proper full-on vagina MOT.
Our vaginas bladder are going
though,
through
I
a lot in the
next
few weeks.
Bladder. I think it's my bladder. I don't know. Anyway, we'll find out.
Well, I say January will be a really good time for us because hopefully our vaginas will be
heal.
Back together.
We can heal together.
Heal the world.
Every now and then my vagina leaks and I just don't know what to do. Pissy pants. Every now and then my vag opens up and it just lets out a dribble and oh, it's sad, my sad vag. I should have been a songwriter.
That should have been, you should actually, because you're getting better each week, mate. I tell you.
That's
I mean,
so
our both are sad vages. I mean, I feel sorry for our vages, but I think 2020
that's
is the
title
year
of
the
this
vag.
Podcast 2020
is the year,
is the
of,
year
the
of the
vag. Our vages will soar again. Yes. But anyway, vag
the
chat
flaps
aside,
will fly.
The flaps will fly. Oh, I'm so looking forward to having my vagina going back to normal.
Oh, it's all bulbous.
It's bulgy.
Anyway,
big.
I've
anyway,
been in Moldova.
This is far more exciting and very, very worthy. So loads of you will probably know about this. And do you know what? People that haven't listened to our pod and perhaps thought we were a bit of a joke. have since come up to me and have said seriously, oh my gosh, wow, really? Didn't realise that Louisa did all that work.
I like to keep my good side on the down low, to be honest with you all.
She's a little pussycat, guys, you see.
I like to keep my
facade.
Facade up.
Yeah. So Tess, so you went over with Sam Fares. And yeah. So the background is you have been supporting your family, supported this orphanage for several years. Can I ask?
Well, Andrew for 18 years and me since I met him.
Okay, fine. Can I ask why? Like, why Moldova and why this orphanage?
Well, bit orcs, he wouldn't want me to say.
Fine, let's not go there then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone's going to wonder why now.
Is he from it?
No, basically, he had an interest. He was from Moldova.
You lying?
No.
Bloody are.
Okay, really quickly, hopefully we'll never hear this. She basically got deported to Moldova and he was going to visit her, when he was like 30. And he sat on an aeroplane next to a man called Des, and Des is Susie's dad, and Susie is the doctor who runs the orphanage. And so they were talking, both Irish, randomly going to Moldova. And they actually, the whole story is... Andrew's going to kill me. The whole story is they both nearly missed the plane and they were both running for this plane. And as they got up to the thing, the woman said, we're really sorry, the flight's closed. And Des turned around and said, I am Dr. Desmond O'Connell and you need to let me on this flight. I'm an open heart surgeon and I've got a patient in surgery.
Oh, you sexy bitch, Des.
And he turned around to Andrew, who he'd never met, and went, and this is my anaesthetist. So
I can see Andrew being anaesthetist. So
they both got on this plane and then coincidentally were sitting next to each other. How bizarre is that? Like, it's funny how the world works. So anyway, Andrew had done all right for himself. He was 30, made a little bit of money, not loads, but a little bit.
Yeah.
And Des was telling him, and he said, I'd really like to make a donation. And Susie, the doctor, says that they used to meet people all the time that would say, oh, you know, I'd love to be involved. It sounds, you know, and everyone and wants to do, everybody wants to do something. That's just, you know, you hear orphans and you hear like, oh, I want to come out and do this and that. And so when he actually did follow it up and made a donation, I think of about 10,000 at the time, they were really surprised. And ever since then, he has been supporting
benefactor.
It.
Is that what you call it?
And is that it? Benefactor or donor? Yeah. So, and then obviously when I met him, it was his main chat up line. I've got an orphanage, you know.
Got an orphanage.
I mean, it is quite attractive. When
I mean, it's lovely.
You
do just swoon.
You do.
You go, like, oh, you lovely, you kind man. Person.
So then, I've been involved ever since. But don't really shout about it for several reasons. One, because as a family, we are quite private.
You are, yeah.
Secondly, because I always find that when you've got a bit of money, or when people think you've got a bit of money, that whenever you do anything for charity, you always get this whole, well, you're loaded, why don't you give all your fucking money to them? Why are you asking
you're
us?
Being a martyr or something as well.
So I don't really, just kind of keep my head down, do my thing. And I think it's quite private and personal. But anyway, basically, we, a few people who were also donors to the charity have had to tighten their belts or aren't involved for, like, reasons on their own part now, so we need more money. So I asked Sam to come.
Brilliant.
Because she's got, like, you know, 2.5 million followers, big platform TV show. So we went out and we filmed out there, and the response has been truly, truly heartwarming and extremely humbling and honestly quite shocking. Like, I'm so surprised how many people have jumped on board. And
so how much money do you want to raise?
We want to raise 100k by Christmas.
And how much have you raised?
67,900.
That's bloody great, Lou. That's really great.
Really amazing. So we're launching jumpers soon.
Are you?
Yeah, we're launching jumpers that 100% of the profits will go there. And a few businesses have been lovely. I've got Filthy Sentiments, the business who I did your rude Christmas hamper last year.
Fat Vag.
Yeah, all of
stuff.
Those rude stuff in your hamper. They have done a Christmas card for us. It's quite cool. It's just red and it says, Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
Oh, great.
So 100% of that goes to Outreach Moldova. And we've launched a Secret Santa thing. Because how many people do Secret Santa in their work?
Yeah.
And what do you buy? A load of old
tits. Oh, it's bullshit.
That you end up chucking.
From the toy shop down the road.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I've launched a, instead of buying Toot for your Secret Santa, donate the money you would have spent to outreach. And there's a thing on my Instagram. You can go on and screenshot and print it off and give that little poster to your Secret Santa instead. That's such a good thing to
do. And how can, because this is our podcast, so we can do what we bloody well like.
Can I plug it?
Yeah.
So how can people donate? So it is justgiving.com/Louisa and Sam. And you can
take a little
on.
Bit of issue with that, but that's okay. I'm joking.
So yeah, you can go on and donate. Yeah, but everyone's been so kind. And also people have been asking about sending stuff. You can send stuff. Or also on my Instagram, on my grid, is two numbers of couriers that we use. You can't send stuff by mail, normal mail to my
daughter. Oh, right, okay.
Because it won't get there.
It won't get there, yeah.
Basically, it gets stolen.
Well, we're very proud of you. Well done. I actually cried watching your stories. Hormonal, dramatic, you know. Yeah, but it did actually, it made me cry. I was very proud of you. So yeah. Well done.
Thank you. For once, I won't take the piss. Thank you to all our listeners too.
Well done, everyone.
Anyway, let's keep talking about shit and vagis, because that's like...
Exactly. Enough of the worthy shit, Lou. Come on.
Our vaginas are more worthy.
Come on. Do you know what I mean? Hi, so we've got a message in from Adam.
Day of the week.
Oh yeah, go on. National Hand Washing
Awareness Week. Can I tell you a quick story about this? We are, oh God.
I know.
But basically, I've become paranoid about worms. I read this thing.
Thread worms?
Yeah.
Body worms?
Yeah. Because I'm in this nanny Facebook group, and look, I'm itching. One of them posted about worms, and she was like, oh yeah, you get an itchy bum and it always itches at night. And since then, I've been thinking, oh my God, is it nighttime? Is my bum itching?
Could be a hemorrhoid.
And
have you got an itchy bum?
Well, no, but I think I'm making myself have an itchy bum because I'm worried about worms. So hand washing is very important.
But you could do what my cat does, and then you know how cats and dogs like wipe their arse on the carpet just to sate the itch. You could do that.
That's what my dog used to do, Bimbo.
Yeah, does Norm
do
that?
She'd like go along the carpet dragging her bum.
Like drag their butts.
Norm
along.
Does it? Oh, I tell you what, I'm not for dogs.
My cat does it too.
I just disgust me.
Yeah, animals. No. Well, thanks about your itchy bum. Nothing else to add to that. Message from Adam. I'm going to wet myself. I've got an itchy bum because I have got hemorrhoids.
Really?
Oh, pregnancy sucks.
Can I see it?
Well, my hemorrhoids.
I've never seen that.
You know.
Is it a pile or a hemorrhoid?
It's the same thing.
Oh.
But I will, it's a poppy out one as well. Ooh! I've never had a poppy out one. Right. Pregnancy sucks. Right, anyway.
Adam.
Hi, Luana and Imo. Just thought I would send an update. My wife sent a message a while back regarding having twins by using Louisa's tips.
Oh yeah. Louisa, the guru.
The fertility doctor.
The fertility guru, the orphan saver. I mean.
Let's rebrand you. Louisa, the fertility guru.
I want to be Louisa, the argumentative bitch. Don't come near me.
Okay, this is why she lays down all her good bits. We have found out that we're having non-identical boys.
Aww.
Please can you... Lou's like, oh, I don't like boys. I love boys.
That's amazing. Congrats.
Please can you just tell my wife, Holly... Oh,
Holly.
...that she still looks very beautiful and her boobs are fantastic and she's still the sexiest woman in the world.
Oh, Adam.
Keep up the podcast. We both enjoy listening.
That is so cute. They listen to our podcast together. They have babies together.
We should do them a special birthing episode.
Yes.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Congratulations on your twin boys, Adam and Holly. Well done.
I'm going to show Alex this message and go,
well done, Adam, on your super sperm.
Yeah.
And Holly on your super eggs.
Brilliant. And well done, Lou, on your super tips.
Right. Message from Anonymous. We've called her Meredith. Hi girls, I absolutely love your podcast and been a regular listener since the first week. I'm never normally one for emailing podcasts, but I could really do with your advice opinions about my boyfriend.
Ooh, yes, go for it, girl.
He's 23 and is an only child to separated parents. We've been together for 3 years and lived together. I love him a lot, but there's one thing that I find really strange. My boyfriend and his mum often still share a bed when visiting/on holiday with each other. For example, when he goes to visit her for the weekend in her one bed flat, he will optionally choose to stay in her bed with her rather on the sofa or airbed. And when they went away for 10 days on holiday together, they were originally given a double bed, which he was happy to share with her for the whole 10 days. It wasn't till I suggested that it was a bit strange and maybe they should get a twin that he swapped. I understand this when you're younger, but I do find it extremely strange that a 23-year-old man would still be happy to share a bed with his 50-year-old mum. It has often caused arguments because of the fact that I find it strange and he doesn't. And he's even started lying, saying that he slept on the sofa, when I later found out he slept in her bed with her. Please give your honest opinions, because if I'm overreacting, I'll happily take it on the chin. I just have horrible visions of him being 40 and sharing a bed with his 70-year-old mum. Thanks a lot. Love your podcast. What's Do you know what? I was going to be like, oh, this is weird. But I share a bed with my mum. And is it okay because I'm a girl and my mum's a girl?
Right.
Do you know what
my,
I mean?
So my opinion was honestly changing about 3 or 4 times whilst reading this. My absolute gut is telling me,
yeah,
I don't think she's overreacting.
Really?
Because though I share a bed with my mum as well.
See?
But I wouldn't share a bed with my dad. Would you share a bed with your dad for 10 days? I wonder if it was desperate. Like, I think the key word here is optional, okay? Now, if I had an option to sleep on the couch or the sofa or something, or with my dad, I'd probably sleep on the sofa.
Yes.
If we were in a, like, shit, we're in a Premier Inn and there's only a double bed, yeah, of course, I'm going to jump in on my dad for one night,
yes,
you know?
Yes,
but if
it's
like a 10-day holiday, I'm like, nah, I think, because I think, not that I think anything weird's going on, but because I think it's not very appropriate or respectful to the fact that he now has a partner.
Yeah, so, okay,
boundaries.
You're right.
Boundaries.
Would have been like, well, I share a bed with my mum.
So do I.
But actually, yeah, I probably wouldn't with my dad, and I'm very close to my dad.
Me too. So,
but if it was my mum in a one-bed flat, I would sleep in the bed with her. But if it was my dad, I would sleep on the sofa.
Same.
So, yeah, I actually don't think you're overreacting here.
I don't think you're overreacting. I mean, what I would say is I have no doubt that it's completely innocent and, you know, maternal love. And it's obviously they have a very close relationship, and it's something they've always done. And that's lovely. It's lovely they have such a close relationship. However, I think that now he has turned into an adult. She is an adult. There's nothing to say they can't still be close. Like you say, I would happily sleep in a double bed with my mum, out of choice, actually, sometimes, if we go away for a spa weekend. But putting myself in the situation, so if I was with Alex, for example, and we went away, and my dad and I jumped into bed with my dad, that sounds really bloody weird. Would Alex probably find that weird? Now, he adores my dad. He'd probably find that a bit weird. And I think
Andrew would find it weird.
I think it's perhaps crossing a boundary within within a relationship, actually, when you become an adult. Mm. Yeah.
So I think that you're not overreacting. General consensus here. Imo, what's your vote? Would you do it? Weird or not weird?
Not with your dad, no.
So, okay, if it was with his dad, it'll be fine. Because it's his mum, we're saying it's not fine. We're not cool with it.
We're not cool with it because I think it's just about having respect and boundaries within a relationship.
Yeah.
Is what I think.
Anyway.
So maybe tell him that. And maybe tell him to listen to our podcast.
If the mum gets pregnant, you know what's been going on.
Oh, my God. That's repulsive.
Oh, remember, if you want to get in touch, email us, sleepslipspod@gmail.com, or drop us a WhatsApp on 07395346101. We'll be back with more chats after this little break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Welcome back to Loose Lips. Important news, Anna.
Why not? I'm going to give you, like, not like a swear jar. I'm going to give you a song jar.
Every time I say.
Every time you say it. No, I love it.
Right, bad news, Prince Andrew.
Right, so, I mean, flipping it.
What the hell?
What is going on?
What the hell is going on
with
here?
Prince Andy. I mean, this has to say...
Oh, the Grand Duke of York. Oh, he fucked himself on the BBC. Can I not think?
It was the worst.
He's had to step down from his duties, but he doesn't care because he still takes all their money. Even if he doesn't have to work, oh, the Grand Old Duke of York is actually laughing now.
Well done, Lula Bell. I mean, obviously, you'd have to be living in a concrete bunker to not know the news over the last couple of weeks of Prince Andrew always in some hot water.
God bless him.
Well, he's been sacked by his mum, allegedly. I mean, this is a fall from grace or what? I mean, we would like to point out, we all know what the story is.
It's
all about
his
association. It's all alleged. It's association with Jeremy Epstein. No one is suggesting he's done anything improper.
And this girl that he met, who actually...
Oh, this Ghislaine.
Yeah, but she would have been of...
Oh, no, sorry, the Virginia Roberts girl, you mean?
Yeah, but she would have been of legal age for him under UK law.
Not in US law, though.
Yeah, but, you know...
Well,
UK.
Yeah, but I think the whole point is, isn't it? It's the whole story's been about alleged trafficking.
Oh.
And, it's pretty bloody seedy what's been going on. And I think I have been getting really quite into listening to the whole...
Well,
the
did you watch the interview?
No, I didn't. But I've been watching a lot of high-up people that have been opinionating on it.
High-up?
When they've got, you know, they've got kind of what I would call quite reputable people from royal connections and also from newspaper connections.
Do you want to hear my reputable person view? So I watched the interview.
What did you think of it?
And he was just like, he'd make a great politician. So she kept asking questions and he didn't deny, but I have no recollection of that incident taking place.
Good words. Yeah.
And then
dodging.
No recollection. To be fair, I can't remember what I did yesterday. And this poor bastard is trying to drag up. I mean, he's probably slept with thousands of women. You know,
who knows?
If I was like a princess, I'd be lording it up. I'd be flapping it about. Do you know what I mean? I can't remember I've ever slept with. Oh, Princess Loosevag over here.
But Lou, if you were in his situation...
You wouldn't.
You would have got about... But you'd have to be sodding clear on your story to do a BBC interview.
Well, and he had no recollection.
But he had no bloody alibis.
That was the story.
But he literally... But we can all say that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he went to Pizza
Bloody Express in Worthing.
That's what it says. You know, but on that day, I do actually, that day I do remember because I went to Pizza Express in Worthing with Beatrice and...
Woking.
And we had margarita. I didn't go that into detail, but that's what everyone's been ripping the piss out of him because he couldn't remember sleeping with anyone. But he remembered how good the pizza was at Pizza Express.
I mean, it's bizarre. The whole thing is just
so anyway,
odd.
He's been sacked off, but he still gets all his cash. So
not
now,
anymore.
I thought he does.
The Queen has cut the old royal purse.
Oh, has she?
Wow.
Has she?
Do you know what I...
By gum, I bet she hasn't. Andrew, he's the favourite son.
Well, this is what I was going to say. I think I feel a bit sorry for old Chazza.
I bet Andrew would share a bed with Lizzie.
Oh God. Hey, speaking of old Her Madge, there are rumours that she's going to be
handing over the royal
duties to Prince Charles. I mean, I'll be honest, she's 93. The poor love just needs to chill out and watch a bit of Corrie. She needs to wake up, watch some telly.
She's 95.
Yeah.
She's really in good nick.
She looks
still
great.
Riding horses. She looks great. She's not like a skinny old granny. She's got meat on her bones. That's the key, you know.
Yeah.
I reckon to being healthy, you don't want to be too thin and you don't want to be too overweight. Mm. I think when you hit about 80, a good size 12.
I agree.
A really healthy size for in an older age.
I agree, actually.
Because then when you get sick, you can lose a bit of weight
and
without
getting ill. Yeah.
And you're not too fat that you're going to have a heart attack.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Being the Queen, you'd hope she was well nourished.
Wow, I think she is.
She's got a lot of people. That
Queen Victoria was a right old chunker.
Porker, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Porky Vicky. She wasn't she? Anyway, I love the Queen. Anyway, Prince Andrew.
Good luck to you, Prince Andrew, in your retirement. I mean, I just don't know what happened. But to be fair, I think that he... Does he care?
Does he care?
Wow.
He should care. I think he should, definitely.
He's just not doing anything.
He's got caught up in a really flipping mucky situation and it ain't going to go
anywhere.
It's
a right mucky puddle. Muddy puddle.
Ooh.
Peppa Pig would be having a field day jumping.
She would.
Right, anyway. Hit it, Imo. Is this weird?
Is it weird?
Is it weird?
Yes, yes it is.
Hit it. This week's Is It Weird from Anonymous. Oh, voice note from Sam.
Hi, it's Sam. I've got an Is It Weird?
Is this our agent?
So if somebody says to me, is this weird that I do that? Or is that weird? Or I just think of, is it weird? Is it weird? Yes, yes, it is. Hit it. And when I say it out loud, people have got no idea what I'm talking about. And then I have to explain it. And then I seem weird. So is it weird? Just help.
It's not weird. And we love the fact that you are clearly a massive super fan of the podcast. And we love you.
We love you.
So thank you for educating others on our Is It Weirds. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Brenda, is it weird that I can have an...
I'm so jealous.
Is it weird that I can have an orgasm without touching anything and just have to cross my legs? Louisa is now doing this. I tend to do it in stressful situations. It started at the end of school when I was in a maths exam and my calculator broke. So specific. My legs were crossed and I inadvertently squeezed the pain away. Has anyone ever else experienced this phenomenon, or am I just a freak of nature?
I'm trying
Thanks for
really
reading
hard.
And hopefully it makes it on. It's made it on.
Wow.
Wow.
I am so jealous.
I have never, ever had a big O like that.
Have you heard of a peegasm? When you like really need a wee, but you hold your wee and then apparently it like gives you a bit of an orgasm.
No, never had that.
Anyway, this doesn't happen to me. No, I've never had either of those. And I'm really jealous. And I think you are our Weirdo of the Week.
Weirdo of the Week. But we are applauding and quite jealous of your Weirdo of the Weakness. Yeah. Well done, Brenda.
Well done, Brenda.
Right, Lou.
You little orgasming queen. Fairy.
Yeah. Right, Lou, what's been going on this week? And what are you going to rant about?
I'm going to rant a little bit about one person. Ooh. No, on Instagram, this really annoying woman. So I was doing all this good stuff for Moldova and promoting it. Mm-hmm. And this one woman made me feel really annoyed and shitty. And like, I wish I never had said anything.
Why?
Because fucking busybodies. Can I just say that I know that we've got issues in the UK, blah, 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 poverty line, all that shit. Even people on the poverty line don't live in poverty.
Okay.
Right, they just don't, not when you go and see what's happening in other countries. And so this woman was like, oh, you know, people shouldn't donate because there shouldn't be such a thing as institutions. And I was like, I know that. The end goal is clearly to deinstitutionalize an institution. Nobody wants to grow up in an institution. It's like a fucking, you know, Auschwitz. It's not nice. It's a death sentence. You never leave them. Clearly, nobody wants that. But tell me immediately now what I should do.
What are you going to do with
and
all these children?
And she just kept going on and on. I was like, there's no foster care there. And even if there was, nobody wants to foster a disabled child. Their own mothers give up their disabled children. So tell me what your solution is, you massive twunt. And this woman just kept going on and on. She didn't even answer my question. On and on and on. And it really, really got my goat.
Yeah.
Like, it really pissed me off because... I hate that about people. I hate. And she was like, well, you know, you're just closed minded to it. I'm not. And I'm like, I'm not closed minded. We've already managed to get 24 of the girls living within the community in houses. But we still have to support them. We still have to pay for the houses because no one wants to employ them because they're disabled. And disabled people are treated worse than dogs there. We still have to bring them food every week, fresh food once a week, dry goods once a month, like grain and stuff, you know. So we still, as a organization, have to support those girls. We have another 16 girls living within the orphanage. within their own home, but on site. So tell me what more we can do. And this woman, Trish or something she was called, kept going on and on. And in the end, I just had to block her.
I'm
never like that. Sometimes I just block people because I just can't be asked. I'm like, do you know what? Can't bother with you today. Mm. But it wasn't even like a healthy debate in the end. I was like, do you know what? You are bringing down something that's meant to be doing so much good and that's so lovely. Why is there always someone
that has to stick their oar in?
But also, as well,
but there's always people. I feel for you actually, because it's just, as you say, if you can't say anything nice, just don't say it, Trish.
Fuck off.
But also, like you say, you're doing something good. You're trying to help.
I know. People shouldn't donate and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my God, if anyone donates to any charity, that should be the charity.
Okay, so
the highest paid person there is Susie, and she works as a doctor and runs the orphanage and, by the way, has to work for the embassy as well
If people didn't donate, what would happen to those children?
They would die.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, they would die.
Yeah.
Because we give medical care to save their lives. Like, all the kids, and this is really mean, I call them the beanbag kids, because their cerebral palsy is so severe, they literally spend their life on a beanbag.
Oh, gosh,
they can't walk, they can't talk, they're just stiff in certain positions.
Don't.
And actually, for us, it's no life right, because we can't imagine our life like that.
Sure.
But when you go and interact with them, they light up and they smile and they make whatever noise they can make to let you know that they're really happy.
Mm.
And then at that point, you're like, oh my God, this is their life. And, you know, we need to try and keep them alive and keep them healthy. But ultimately, without that, they honestly would die.
Mm.
Or the state are involved as well. To some extent, we support the state there. It's very political. And I'm not allowed to talk about how political it is too much. Because of the state and how tender it is there, that situation. But it would fall onto the state, and the state can't support it. And also, it's not the state's top priority.
No.
It's like it's a really new country, Moldova.
Yeah.
So anyone that is actually
giving you shit for doing something good, just
unfollow
me.
Like, if you don't want to see it, just unfollow. I don't know why people have to bring a negative to something not negative. And also, sorry, can I just say that another plug for my local people. In Essex, Loughton, on the 11th of December, Sam and I are doing a hot yoga fundraiser.
Oh,
so the info is on our Instagram.
Brilliant, love it. Anyway, well, good rant of the week.
Thank you.
I fully support that. People, just seriously be nice or piss off. Right, we're back on Monday with more loose lips, more advice, more stories, more rants, and more is it weird, and maybe a baby. No, hope not.
Hope not. It's too early.
It's too early.
Anyway, you do have extra lippy on Thursday to keep going till then, but for that, we do need you. Send your emails in, looselipspod@gmail.com. Hop onto WhatsApp or send a voice note or message. Our number is 07395 346 101.
Get in touch the usual way. Hashtag is Loose Lips Pod. Lou's Instagram is @LouisaZisman. Mine's @AnnaWilliamsonOfficial. Do subscribe, tell someone, give us a 5-star review if you'll be so lovely. We'll see you Thursday.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack
for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.